Daf, Lamed. We got to the last seven lines of Chav Tes Amid Beis. The Gemara has a discussion, as it's going through many different discussions. Hahu Damar Le Lechavi. One guy says to his friend, not remember sure how much of a friend he was, but my boy is Bahai Besa, what are you doing in my house? So Amar Le, he says, Minach Zvinte, I bought it from you. What do you mean? You sold me this house. V'achalti V'achlis Shnei Chazakna. I was here for 3 years. So Amar Leih, so the Ma'ari says to him, Ana b'shchune gavai have. I was living in the inner apartment here, and you have no chazak here. So what does this mean? So Rashi says, Rashbam rather says, around 10 lines up from the bottom, Ana b'shchune gavai have. I was in the inside apartment, b'chadarm hapnimim, the inner rooms, hayisa ikar dirasi, that's where I was mainly living. V'ayisi over derech halach, and I was passing through your outer apartment all the time. And umishtamish in mechabe beis achiton, and I was working with you, I was using that property along with you. Shadarta bo birshusi, that you were living in my property, I let you stay there, but I was using it. I wasn't giving up full rights to you. So it's a subtle machlokas here about when he passes through the apartment, does he have to use it or not? So Rashbam says he has to be using that outer property as well in order to prevent such a chazaka. The Tosos says in the bottom here, the last Tosos, b'shchuni gavai havi, he says, havi li oreach alecha. You were a guest in my house. Not that you have to necessarily use it, but as long as I pass through your house, the outer room that you're staying in, that really deflects any chazaka on yours. And Rabbeinu Gershom says they have to have equal use of that outer property. But if I, as the Ma'ara, have use but less use than you, that also cannot prevent the chazaka. So the different levels of what type of passing through I need to have, but whatever pshat you have, the Ma'ara says you cannot create a chazaka on my outer room here. So what happened? Also, l'kamei d'Rav Nachman. He lent Rav Nachman for psak here. And Amar Leih, Rav Nachman says, zil barer achilta. Go bring proof, go bring edim that you, in fact, were there for 3 years of chazaka. Go show edim, you have to prove it. So what happens is that they go now to Amar Leih Rava. So I'm not sure Rava was there at the time or they consulted him afterwards, because obviously once you get one psak, you can't go elsewhere. So Rava must have been there at the same time. Amalei Rava. Rava says, "Hachi dina. This is the din. Hamotzi, or really more of a kasha. Hachi dina. Is this the proper halacha? No. Hamotzi mechaveir alaf haraya. The machzik was there. If you want to show me that's not my property, you need to prove that you have rights. I've been here. So the question is, who has the upper hand? So Rava thinks that the machzik has the upper hand. He's toe-faced in the karka, on the property. As opposed to Rav Nachman says, no, you have to prove that you actually own it. So that's the machlokas between Rav Nachman.
Rav Nachman is telling him that he has to actually prove that the other guy wasn't there, which is a very hard proof.
No, according to Rashbam, the Rashbam says zil bara achiltecha haba edim shadarta bebayis levadcha gimel shanim.
Right. So
they're alone.
He has to bring uh-huh. edim that the other guy was not there.
Uh-huh, I hear. So either way, he needs to prove that he was there exclusively in that property,
right.
As opposed to, but the proof is on the machzik, and according to Rava, the proof is on the ma'arir to prove it. So that's the machlokas here. So again, the Rava says the machzik wins, and the Rav Nachman thinks that the ma'arir wins this discussion. So then the Gemara says, we have a stira, another psak elsewhere, which seems to be soser these psakim. What's that case? So the Gemara says, Rami the Rava, Rami the Rav Nachman, the Rav Nachman. We have a stira within both shitas. What is it? There's another case. One guy says to another guy, Kol nichsei debei bar sisun mizabina lecha. All properties of Bei Bar Sison are going to be sold to you. So Rashi just explains on the top, Rashbam rather explains on the top here, Kolomar, Kol osun hakarkos. All those properties, Shekhanisi, me also Adam, from that person whose name is Bar Sison, I'm going to sell to you. Fine. Sounds like a nice deal. Havi Hahu Ara, there's one land, the Havi Mikre de Bay Bar Sison. That was called, they call this Bar Sison. Now, look at Rashbam to explain what the suffix is about to be. He says, the Makri de Bay Bar Sison Kach Korinla. They call this the Bar Sison estate, let's say. The Ein Yadua, they don't know, Im Kana mi Bay Bar Sison, if it was bought from him. V'lefikach nikreis kain. O kach shema meolam yushahi lo meavosav. It was an area called the Bar Sison Estates. But this guy who's selling his property didn't buy it from him. It was just an estate that he had. So unclear whether or not this was going to go to the lokach, or does the mocher get to keep it. So Amar Leih, the seller says, ha lav de bay Bar Sison hi. this is not the property that I bought from Bar Sisan. I create who demakri to buy Bar Sisan. It's the Bar Sisan estates for many, many generations, but I did not buy it from Bar Sisan, and it doesn't go to you. And that package deal that I sent you, and that portfolio, it's not going to be yours. So what's the psak here? So also Kame the Rav Nachman. They went to Rav Nachman again. Rav Nachman says, Okme biyada di lokeach. He said the lokeach gets to keep it. So in this case, he favors the lokeach / the machzik. Earlier he says, no, the machzik has to prove that he has 3 years of chazaka. Here he says, no, the lokeach has the upper hand. That's the steer for Rav Nachman. And Amalei Rava, Rava says, no, Dina Hachi, is that the proper case? Hamotzi mechaveiro alav haraya. The lokeach in this case has to prove that he owns it. The previous case, the motzi mechaveiro alav haraya, was on the ma'arer, the mocher. Here now it's going on the lokeach. So he's switching sides here, Rava. So both are of Nachman. It's very confusing to wrap your head around that. They're both two cases, and they're different situations. But the right now what we're saying is, who is winning? So let's just review outside before we go ahead. According in the first case, let's go Shitas Rav Nachman. The first case, Rav Nachman says that the machzik, who's called the lokeach, has to prove that he has the edim for 3 years. In this case, Rav Nachman says, no, that the lokeach gets the upper hand. It's the mocher now who has to prove that it's not wasn't sold as part of that portfolio. And Rav is the opposite. The previous case, Rava says, with the guy who's living inside the property, Rava says, well, right now, the lokech, I'm machzik, I'm tofes on this property. So lokech gets to keep it. The mocher has to prove that it wasn't his. Lokech has the upper hand. But in this case, Rava says, no, here, the lokech has to prove that this case is his, that he gets to take it away from the mocher. So the question is not the principle that's being used, but who has the upper hand here. So they're opposite positions in both cases. So how do you deal with this steer? So the Gemara says, Kasha Durava Adurava, Kasha Durav Nachman, Adurav Nachman. So Durava Adurava Lo Kasha, there's no steer. Hasam, in the previous case of the guy living in the inner apartment, Hasam Mocher Kai Binichse, Hacheloch Keach Kai Binichse. Over there, the previous case, so the Mocher is holding on to the property, and here the Lokeach is holding on to the property. So I think Hasam is really referring to the second case. So, right? Right. So the Hasam is the outer case, which is the Bar Sisan case. So there, they sold the property. There's no chazaka. They made an initial sale. So who's the Mari Kama? Who has the status quo of owning it? So it's the Mocher. The Mocher keeps it. We don't want to change any of that status quo. So the Lokeach has to prove it in the Bar Sisan case. Here, in our case of the Gemara, the local case, which is the case of the inner apartment, here, the Lokeach had the chazaka for 3 years. He is the Marikama at this stage, so it's now the Mocher's obligation to remove it. So that's the different cases according to Rava. We always want to follow who has the status quo. In order to change it, the other party has to prove. Now, according to Rav Nachman, the Rav Nachman ad Rav Nachman nami Lokasha. This, too, is not a stira. Why? Kevin damerle debay bar sisan, u mikri debay bar sisan, the understanding of the case is when you sell a property, what's the likelihood that there happens to be an estate that's called Bar Sisan? It's called Bar Sisan, and what's the likelihood it wasn't bought from the family Bar Sisan? Again, the Pashup Shot is, the simple understanding is that it really came from Bar Sisan. It's owed to Lokeach. Lokeach gets to keep it. That's the direction of what we're being told here. So therefore, the Mocher has the lower hand here, and he has to prove it. In this case, aval, but in the previous case, hacha, where the guy was living in the inner apartment, there lo yehi ella d'naket shtarit. The machzik, what gives the machzik proof? He's supposed to really hold on to the shtar. Now milam rino lekayim sharcha v'kumba nichse. If you want to prove you hold the land, show me your deed. So the chacham came along and says the chazaka could replace the deed, but you still have to prove it something. So if you say you own a property, you need to either show a shtar, or you need to show that you have cheskat gimel shanim. But already, apparently, it was already known. Everybody knew this was the property of the mocha in the previous case. If you want to take it out of my property, you need to prove that you have a shtar, or you need to prove that you have 3 years of chazaka. And that's the difference between these two cases. Now, it's very hard to wrap your heads around and really appreciate and walk away with what they're saying here, but this is the pashup shot as to the sugya that's going on here.
So the guy, the original owner, he has to prove that he was, meaning, is it enough if he proved that he wasn't there for a week, or like, what's the halacha?
If it's enough,
the, for, the,
For the first case of the inner house.
The first case, according to Rav Nachman, he has to bring proof that the guy was not there.
Right. That he was there.
He says, you know what? We came to the house and we were around for a couple of days and the owner wasn't there.
We spoke about this yesterday. Chazakah mean? Do you need to aid them for every single day? Or you need to aid them that generally over 3 years, people were active in that house. So now here you're trying to say, what kind of aid do you have?
Right.
Seemingly you need the same thing. Aiding that we were here, we saw for 3 years, that we never saw this guy working on this outer house. And but now if the Ma'ar says, no, bring me proof that you have aided him every single day that I wasn't here, then he'd have to probably meet that.
But it's impossible. You know, how could somebody bring you?
It's not impossible. It's not easy. It's a hard thing. In Echanami, it's hard. These things don't happen often between... The Iran has a whole other pshat here about the whole discussion. Really, the root of the machlokas here is about holchen achar rov. How do you define rov here in this case? But again, it's going to add a whole other layer of confusion here. But just have that in mind. The Iran says, "Yeah, I kind of wonder why the Rashi gave up writing on Cheskes Avatim here. It's just so involved." But either way, there's a whole other approach in the Iran. Okay. The Gemara now says with the two dots around ten last lines of the page here. Hahug to Amar Le Lechavre. A person said to his friend, "My bais b'hai beisa. What are you doing in my house?" And Amar Le, he says, "Minach zvante. I bought it from you. V'achlasei shnei chazak. And I was here for 3 years eating." Amar Le, he says, "No, b'shuka barai havi. I was out in the shuk." So what does it mean you were out in the shuk? So Rashbam explains the four wide lines down. He says, "Amar li ana b'shuke b'rahavi." I was in the outer shuk. The barat merachkim makom she'ein hasheros mitzuyos. I was in a distant area where there are no caravans going back and forth. Where I could not have found out that you were living there. V'luyadati v'lachach l'machisi. I wasn't aware, and therefore I couldn't protest. So we know chaver chaver islay, that whole idea. So I would find that you can never claim, ignorance. I can't claim I didn't know. So in this case, he's claiming he didn't know because he was in some remote area in the desert where no one could tell him what happened. So the chazakah could only work if it's in the face of the ma'arir. The ma'arir doesn't know about it, the chazakah is ineffective. Every time he goes away for business, I'm going to go live in the house. I know he's coming back, I'm going to leave the house. That's not a chazakah. So Amalei, the response is, V'ha isli sadeh, don't I have a edim, d'chal shasa hava asin tlasin yomim. But every year, you came back for 30 days living here. So you were aware as to what was going on here. So you can't claim ignorance in this case. So great, fine, 11 months a year you're out of town. But a full month you were here. Amar Lei, and so the Ma'ara says to him, but that's a different case. Tlasin yome b'shuka havetridana. I was out buying in China, buying merchandise for 11 months. I came back to New York City for a month. I was busy hustling and selling every single day, every single night. I didn't have time to be osik in my house and what's going on there. I was busy. Look what Rashi says, Rashbam says, the last Rashbam on the page here, b'shuka havetridana. Limchors charasi uliknos acheres. I'm trying to do buy and sell in the big marketplace when I was here for that 1 month. Liadati shata dar bebeis. I was unaware. You were living in my house. Ukigon has to be a case. Rashbam says sheyesh lo bayis acher behosoir shaisam es achsen sham kol shoshim yom. He had to have a second home because if he was home for a month, he would have realized the guy was living with him in the house. He wasn't that busy. So it must be a case where he had two homes. So he's home for 1 month. He lived in one of his houses, and the other house he didn't have a chance to go check up on. So therefore, a pool house, okay. The Yesh Mefarshim, others say in the Rashbam, Bishuke have tridana, v'lohaya li panai limchos apishyadati. I was aware that some guy was living in my attic. I knew about that. But I didn't have time to go to Bezdin and complain. I had to go make some money. So obviously Rashbam says, "Veino nira be'enai." I'm not really so comfortable with that approach. If a guy's living in your house, you make sure to call the police.
Also, he doesn't
have to go to basically. He could say somebody. He could just call out and say, "On the way to Shuk, that guy's in my house. I need to go to work, but just letting you guys know, there's some guy living in my basement." So Rashbam wasn't so comfortable with that pshat. So more likely, Rashbam has to make this okimta that there was two homes. He was only spending a month in one of the houses and not the other house. So does he have a good taina? What's the halacha? So Amar Rava Avid Inish Dechal Tlasin Yomei Tarid Bishuka. This is something that people do. They come in for a month and then they would be osik business in their schara and would not have time or awareness that someone else was sitting on their property. Okay, next case. Now these cases really have very little impact on halacha maisa nowadays, but you never know what kind of principles are going to be learned out.
How it goes, really? Even though he was there, we're okay. Like he didn't do
macha. Again, it's only in a very specific case where the Rashbam says where he had two houses. Yeah. He was unaware. Right. But if he was aware, He only had one house, and this tanya wouldn't go through.
But the same tanya would apply for a field.
Yeah, field as well, yeah. Fine. The Gemara now says, last three lines, Tahu damar le lechavre, a person says to his friend, my boys bahai ira, what are you doing in my property, my land? Amle, what do you mean? Mi palnas vinte? I bought it from this third party Reuven. And Reuven told me, damar le, this avna minach, and he bought it from you. See, I know you were the original owner, but you, Shimon, sold it to Reuven, and the Reuven eventually sold it to me. So amar le, so Shimon now, who's the Ma'ariv, says, at lav kamodis, deha, do not agree that it was once mine. You agree it was mine. Vatlos vinte minai. You never bought it from me directly. So get out of here. Zil la baltvarim didiat. You have nothing to do with me. I don't know who this guy Shimon Reuven is who claims he bought it from me. I don't know who you are. Get off my property. You didn't buy it from me. You admitted it's mine, and you didn't buy it from me. Done with you. And in light of this, Amar Rava Dina Kamarlei. This makes sense. He admitted to it. And what's the pshat is going on here? What's the how come the guy loses the chazaka here? We know a chazaka,
Sheyeshim
Taina.
He had a chazaka,
established a chazaka, and he made a claim, he had a taina that I bought it from you, this guy who bought it from you. So isn't it a very good chazaka, Sheyeshim Taina? Why doesn't this work? So Rashbam explains on the top here, he says, Amar Lei, Mipalnya, Zvinte, Zvane Minach. I bought it from Reuben, who bought it from you, Shimon. So Rashbam explains, Kolomer, in other words, Sha'amar li b'shas mechira, Shulak chamimcha. When I bought it from Reuben, he told me he bought it from you at the time of the sale. From the fact that he was never towing and I ate, oh, he never said shnei chazaka. Okay, I'm sorry, he never said that. He never said that he ate there for shnei chazaka, so he should really have the star. He should really have the star. And the fact that he doesn't have the star, the maskana is, says Rashbam, the milsa mokminer le biad ma'arir. The ma'arir wins. The reason is, because the chayvan the mode the shelohaya me'akarka mitchila, since he admits that it was really the ma'ariz in the first place, lo mi bay heicha de lo hechzik by shloshanim. Needless to say, when the guy had no chazak of 3 years, he should have the star. Elafilu, even in a case that the machzik was hechzik by shloshanim, I was there for 3 years. Nami in a chazak, it still doesn't work. I've got eight. If I lived there for 3 years, it still doesn't work. Why? Because mafkina minei deha chazaka she'enim atainahi. I pretty much neutralized my taina. Once I said I bought it from him who bought it from you, and now you're denying it, now that has really canceled my taina, and we know the klal is a chazaka she'eni mo taina, is not considered a chazaka, it's thrown out the window.
And he doesn't have a migu that could have said, listen, I bought it already from you.
I can't get involved in Migos right now. Just holding a cup and shot here.
Right.
It could be. They deal with questions. I know the Migo is like asked on every page here.
We said Migo b'makom chazaka. We learned it a few months ago, right?
But that's a different thing. Migo, there's no chazak here. The chazak is in his favor here.
Right.
The chazak and Migo would both be in the favor of the machzik. If I try to make a Migo against the chazaka,
okay.
But this is both in the favor. So they do ask a Migo in every single case here. They ask, well, isn't there a Migo?
Right.
Each Migo is so different and so confusing. It's possible the Rashbam in this very lengthy part here addresses this. Okay. Fine. So then the Gemara says, Hahu damar le lechavre. A guy says to another person, my bais b'hai ara, what are you doing on my property? He says, me pal nezvina, I bought it from this other party. And v'alcha de shnei chazaka, and it was here for 3 years, and I don't know who you are, but I bought it from some other guy. Amar lei, palne is a gazlanu, he stole from me. He's the guy who sold to you, he was a ganav, he was a gazlan. Amar lei, but how could that be? V'ha isli sadi, don't I have edim? De asai im lucha b'cha, and I consulted with you at the night before my sale, my purchase. And v'amart li zayelzoven, you told me, you advised me to buy the property. So now suddenly you're telling me you're the rightful owner who advised me last night to buy such a property? So Amar Le, he says, yeah, correct. Hasheni noach li harishon kashe manu. I'd rather deal with you in Bezdin than build the first guy. The first guy was a Gazanai, I'm not taking this guy to Bezdin, he's the mafia. But you, I said, you buy it, and now I'll take you to Bezdin, much easier. So what's the halach in this case? So Amar Rava says, Dina Kamarle, it's a good din. This is a very good, understandable, sensible claim that the Ma'ara has. And this holds like Kiman Ka'admon. This is like Admon, if you remember the Mishnah in Ksubis, which has the following case, the Tanan. Ha'orer al-Hasader, a guy who is protesting that he owns this field. And they say, V'chasim aleh be'ed. Now, I'm saying you're on my property. Now, you show, wait a second, I've got a star here that you signed on my mechira that was a good sale. So yesterday you were signing as an aide, approving such a sale. Now today you're coming to say that you own the land? So how does that work? That doesn't make any sense. You can't turn from an aide now to an ower that you're the owner. So Admon says, yeah, it can work. Because Omer, I wanted the sale to go through. I wanted to make sure it went through because Hasheni Noach Li Harishon Kashem on you. You're a weak guy. I can take you to Bezin easily. I know it's my property, but I'm going to have an easier time in Bezin with you. So I made sure the sale went through. I signed. Take it. Tomorrow, I'll meet you in Bezin. So therefore, Admon says it's good. So here too as well, the guy could say, yeah, I advise you to buy it from the Gazlan so I could take you to Bezdin because Harishon Noachli and the Sheni is really a Sheni Noachli and Harishon Kashahimanu. But the Chachamim argue. Chachamim say you can't just do that. You can't sign a document of sale and then claim that you're actually the owner of it. Because Ivid as a Zechuso, once you've signed that Shtar Mechira, you've lost any claim that this land is yours. So the Gemara says that our case of the Gemara could even be Filu Tema Rabbanan. Our Chachamim of the Mishnah by Admon will agree in this case that he can make such a claim. What's the difference? Hasam by the case of signing the Shtar Avilei Maisa. I did a Maisa by selling my name that Andy bought this property. My Maisa, my Ksiva, now takes me completely out of any Zechus I wanted to claim that property back. But if it comes to Vahacha, this case, Dibura, I spoke, I just gave you advice, but I didn't sign anything, I didn't do a Maisa, that of an Inish Demikre Ba'amar. People would do that, and I still can hold on to a Taina if I want, that my property is mine. Even though I advised you last night to buy it, again, Sheini Noachli, Harishon Kasheman. Okay. We're good with that interesting, strange case? Fine. So the what? You deal with this stuff? Okay. Fine. Gemara says Vaita, another case. Hahud Amrle Lechavre, a guy says to his friend, my bais bahai ar, what are you doing in my land? Amrle says, Mipalnia Zvinte Vachalti Shne Chazaka. I bought it from some other guy and I was here for the past 3 years. So Amrle, so the Mara says to him, Plana Gazana, who he stole it from me. You had no right to buy it from him. Amrle, he says, Vaha Isli Sad the Dasis Borta of Amrisli Zvana Nehili. But didn't I don't have Adam that you came to me the night before and you told me to buy it? Zvani Hinili. So Amalei, Amina Izvan Dina. I wanted to have an easier case with you than dealing with him. The same idea. Look what Rashi says. Rashi says here, Amrisli Zvine Nehele, Zal Zvine Nehele, Vim Shalcha Haisa Hailcha Lahoti Mimenu Bedin, Chinam Vlola Aved Mel Secha. So now he says, Amina la mizvan dina, says Rashbam, Amarti bilibi. I said in my mind, Tovli liknos bidamim muatim karka harai lo li v'lo l'trach levo b'din. So didn't you tell me, so the guy says, the night before you tried buying it from me. So you tried buying it from me last night, now you're claiming that it's really yours. So he says, yeah, I wanted to. Sometimes it's better for a person to say, rather buy for a small price and have to go through the process of Bezdin. So I was willing to buy from you last night for a very cheap price. You weren't willing to sell it to me. But now, since you weren't willing to sell it to me, now I have to take it to the next step and take it to Bezdin. People do that.
He's telling him to buy it for him. When it says,
I think selling to me.
Okay,
right, it could be buying for me or buying it from you. Let's see, the Rashbam says again.
Doesn't that make a big difference?
No, I don't think so. He's either buying it, either asking you to be an agent to buy from me, or I'm going to buy it from you. The Rashbam says, I don't see that in Rashbam, yeah?
That's what Arshkel says.
Oh, Rashbam says that.
Naming Rashbam.
Rashbam says just buy it, Tovli Liknos Bedamim Muatim, just buying this property for a small amount of money. It could be for him, it could be buying it from him. Be the way you tried buying this property the night before.
It belongs to him.
Now,
it belongs to
me. Yeah, it's my land, and you bought it from some Goslin here. So now I tried the night before, I tried buying it from you for a cheap price.
Oh, no, no, it makes sense. It makes sense because, well, what he's thinking is, listen, if I go to the guy's land, he's not going to sell it to me because he knows it's mine. Maybe you go and you buy it from for a little money, then I can take it over because the guy's land will sell it maybe to you. Right, and not to me.
And make a reasonable profit.
Right. And make a small profit.
Right. So it could be that. I'm not sure if it's that or this guy already bought it. Because remember, the guy says he bought it. Remember, the guy says, I've been here for the past 3 years.
Right.
So the guy already owns it. So it sounds like he's not buying it for me. He's trying to buy it from him now.
Right. Here it says he's willing to try and buy it from him instead of taking
him to
court.
Exactly, right. Not having an agent for him, but buying it from him. So again, the Gemara starts the case that Reuven's been there for 3 years. I show up to Reuven and say, Reuven, this is my property. He said, no, I bought it from this other guy. That guy stole it from me. So now, that's the discussion here. So the Ma'ara wants it back. The Machzik says, I've been here for 3 years. So now the Taina is that I say he stole it from me first and sold it to you, but then you say to me, but didn't you try buying it from me the night beforehand? I said, yeah, I tried buying it. I wanted to get a cheap price. Rather take things, make things smooth and just make a sale and walk away. I'll put some extra money in it and have to take you to Bezdin. Now you're denying it from me, so let's go to Bezdin now. So is that considered a good Taina? So the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Rava says, Avid Inish Dizavin Dinay. A person would be willing to buy it in order to avoid going to Bezdin, and it is considered a good Taina on behalf of the Ma'ara. Okay. And the Gemara now says, has another case here as follows. The Gemara says, Hahu Damar Le Lechavre, a guy says to another person, my boys, Baha'i Ara, what are you doing in this land? Amarlemi Palnitz Vina, I bought it from so-and-so. Vachalasai Shnei Chazak, I ate here for 3 years. So Amarle, he says to him, V'ha Nikita Shtara, Dizavni Milei, Har Arba Shani. So what's the case here? So look at Rashi. Rashi says here, Rashbam rather says, Amarle, V'ha Nikita Shtara, Shakasa Ba, it's written on it, Dizavni Li, I have a star here that says I bought it from this mocher for 4 years already. So the Ma'ara says, I've got a star I bought it 4 years ago. I'm happy you've been here for 3 years, but here's my star. I own it. Where's your deed? And you didn't buy it from me. Hilkach Rashbam says, Chazaka Sheinim Ataina. It becomes a Chazaka, grant you a Chazaka, but if I can neutralize a Taina, so your Taina is worthless, and that means your Chazaka is worthless. Nothing to hold on to. So here's my Shtar, your Chazaka is meaningless. So he says, what's the response back now? Amarlei, Misvar Shnei Chazaka Tlashani Kamina? When I said Shnei Chazaka, you think I meant Tlashani? You think I meant just 3 years? Shnei Chazaka Tuva Kami. I've been here for many. I've been here for 15 years. Your star is already obsolete. Get out of here. So Amar Rava, Rava says, is this a good Taina? Could the guy change from Shnei Chazaka, which certainly indicates 3 years? Could you say that means really 15 years? So Amar Rava, Rava says, yeah. Avidi Inish Dikari L'Shnei Tuva Shnei Chazaka. People call, I've been here for Cheskes Kimoshanim. It's a way of saying I've been here for a long time. Does it mean? So that's Machlokis in the Rashbam. Rashbam, look at the Rashbam. Well, let's finish the Gemara here, then I'll go back to the Rashbam, whether you need Edom or not. It's an interesting debate here. But the rest of the Gemara says, so that's a good Taina, and I've been here for 15 years. I've really preempted your star. Your star, Mechir, is really false. It's forged. So the Gemara says, Amar Vahani Mile, this is only true, D'achle Sheva D'kadam Chazaka, D'hai L'shtar D'hach. Only if I've been here for 7 years where I've already preempted your star, Mechira. But aval, if I only have edim that shis ain lecha mecha gdol mizu. If I've only been here for 6 years, which is really less than 6 years, so then the chazaka doesn't work anymore. Why not? Because let's say the previous owner. Let's get to the different parties here. I'm the one who's machzik for gimel shanim now, and Tani, let's say he's ma'arera. He bought it from Andy. Andy's the original owner. So I say I bought it from Andy. I've been here for 6 years. And Tani says, no, he bought it from Andy. I have nothing to do here. So if I, let's say, have a chazak for 6 years, so within those first 3 years, if Andy sells it to Tani without consulting with me, that sale itself is no greater macha than having to sell the property. He doesn't have to actually just say, get off my property to me. If I did, if he just takes his property and sells it, that's a macha, and that would cancel out my 6 year chazak. If it's 7 years, though, which means I've been there 3.5 years, let's say, before Andy ever sold it, that Shtar Mechira is no longer any good anymore. You can't sell a property after I've established Shnei Chazaka. But if it's 6 years or less, I mean, sometime in those first 3 years, you sold your land to Tani, that sale already nullifies my Chazaka in the beginning, and it would undercut my Chazaka here.
But wouldn't it be enough that you would be there 3 years from the moment that of the sale of the Shtar? Because the other guys could have complained, the new buyer.
See, no. So it's what's going on here, if I bought it from Andy, let's say. So let's say within the first 3 years, less than those 3 years, he sold it to Tani, so then that sale is a way of complaining to me. And that really nullifies my chazaka.
Okay.
Only if I've been there for 7 years, where I've been there for a full 3 years plus, and then he sold it to Tani, that sale is too late already.
Is the idea the same person sold it to both, or we don't know who sold it?
We don't really know. I'm just trying to create a situation here. No one's claiming who was the initial seller, let's say. But there's a certain understanding that everyone, I guess, people knew who the owners were of certain properties. So they don't address that point, but I think it makes sense. We're both claiming we bought it from the same person. It could be that the two different people who were selling it. but it just makes it easier to understand the case with one mocher. Fine. So now we'll just finish off with this Rashbam here. So what kind of Edom do I need? So Rashbam says that you need Edom. I've been there for 7 years. That's the only way it works. He does quote an opinion here, Yesh Mefarshim, which he quickly rejects, that I really only need Edom. I've been there for the past 3 years. But once I've established a chazakah, I can extend that chazakah for even 7 years prior, 10 years prior. That's the ability. And the Rashbam says it doesn't make any sense. The koach of the shtar is only as strong as I've been, how many years I've been there for.
Right.
So, but the Rashbam says there's an opinion that if I've been there for 3 years, it could be as long as I want. 3 years has the koach of 15, 20 years. Wow. Ramban actually embraces that opinion. He has to reread the Gemara in a whole different way, but we'll just leave it as that. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day.